Previously on Compassion Radio.
And Sharon Nelson, what is your new title? I mean, Bram's talking about how you're still, as yet to be determined, but you're just Cher.
I had a pretty vague title in the beginning. Vice President of Creative Projects.
Yeah, there you go.
Which meant if Norm wanted it done, I had to do it.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio.
Celebrating 73 years of sharing the light of the gospel in some of the most remote places on earth, we are Compassion Radio. Thank you for being there and for tuning in today. Once again, we have a special treat for you on this broadcast as we present part two of Bram and Cher's conversation with Roger Marsh on his live radio show called The Bottom Line from our Southern California affiliate, K-Bright Radio. And we thank the fine folks at K-Bright for making this broadcast available to us to share with you. Lots of material to get to once again today, so let's have at it. Here again is Roger Marsh.
As both of you have been sharing here and have been watching this unfold, especially a little more up close than maybe our listeners have for the past 6 weeks in particular, I'm reminded of the fact every time I hear a Christian college or university say, come here and we will prepare you for, you know, those ministries. And I think, I mean, taking nothing away from our brothers and sisters who work in those colleges, what a dumb thing that is to say. Because I look at the way God has prepared both of you for ministry, and me too. And it's not like, hey, I want to go to college to learn how to help seven family members, you know, cross the finish line, and I want to, you know, come on board in a technical capacity and wind up, you know, God ascends me to the presidency of the ministry. I mean, I admire you both for embracing what God has taken you to, as opposed to saying, okay, God, here's what I really feel like you're calling me to.
Well, since Jesus' style of seminary was follow me.
Right.
And the 12 followed him, and then suddenly they were being sent out. It was like confronting suddenly, as Cher mentioned earlier in the program, those 12 got sent to go do things, and they came back to regroup and say, well, what happened when you went out? You know, those things are recorded for us in the Gospels. What was it like to be at the feet of Jesus and then not be at the feet of Jesus doing his work elsewhere? And then, of course, we have an entire 2,000-year history of the body of Christ doing that very thing once God sent them out and the diaspora and all the persecution pushed them to the corners of the globe. Yeah, we're kind of living in that realm of being in the places where God is sending those people out. But it's an interesting thing you should say about seminary and training, because we do believe in the power of good learning. In fact, Norm's knowledge is being leveraged.
The whole
in a new
back
way.
Of the bulletin at the memorial service was all of Norm's academic accomplishments. So, I mean, I don't want to make it sound like I'm, you know, poo-pooing that at all. Yeah. But to
and we almost needed to have two back covers at that point.
It could have gone on.
Yes. Because he loved learning and the process of it. But it was always at the feet of somebody and in cohort with others that he learned the best and taught the best.
Yeah.
And, of course, on Compassion Radio, teaching on the radio means having a cohort of thousands or tens of thousands around the country at any given moment that are listening to the program. Okay. Marvelous that we have that kind of connectivity. But it's not as personal as being one-on-one, of course. So his heart moved the most, as far as I can tell, when he was in fellowship with and over a book with young students of the Word. And he was passionate about learning. And whenever he saw passion in others to learn, he was excited beyond all words. And he would sit down with these people and encourage them in their pursuit of the knowledge of the truth and the power of the gospel. And so our project this month, the very first thing we're going to do after Norm has left us, is to find a way to leverage that knowledge and that wealth of library that he assembled over the course of 30, 40 years and make it available to seminaries that are actually training these pastors in these little corners of the world that have no resources.
Excellent.
And you think about these young pastors, they are learning how to preach and go, and they're not shy. They're not sitting back waiting for opportunity. They're winning people to Christ as they're learning. But they also do want to be effective and be authoritative in the way that would earn respect from those who are secular and those who are sacred, knowing that every time you step forward, you better have a good account for the hope that lives within you.
Sure.
So Norm and Cher have been to many of these seminaries, if you want to call them that, where groups of young students have sat around studying over one or two titles that were available to them.
Oh, my.
They had the Word of God and then one or two commentaries that some missionary left behind that they have been multiplying the knowledge beyond that. But imagine being in a little seminary where you only have two titles to work from, and you've got to write your dissertation or your thesis on the travels of Paul or the law and the prophets according to Moses. How would you do that without the extended knowledge and wisdom and insight and teaching of those who have been in the faith for centuries? It helps to have those books in your hand to learn from the other fathers of the faith. And Norm wanted these books to be used for that. Mm-hmm. That is our first focus this year. It's going to be a multi-year project. Mm-hmm. But we're beginning this month, Roger, to actually take the tens of thousands of titles that Norm distilled as being the best of the best and finding the right combination of partner and recipient and desire to get these books in the hands of these little seminaries around the world that can really make use of them.
You just need resourcing to make this happen.
To send them. Yeah. We should say that Norm's desperate hunger for information was not just for himself, but in order to do, he wanted to be the best representative for Christ that he could possibly be. He wanted to be able to lovingly debate with other people who didn't believe, to be able to find the holes in their argument through which he could slip Jesus to win them.
A great example of that is his studying as Islamics. He spent a lot of time with the Oxford group actually learning everything about the interaction between Christianity and Islam, understanding all the different sects of Islam, all the different arguments of Islam. In fact, he's spending, I remember him talking about being with Jim Jennings crossing deserts, reviewing all the names of God as listed in our scriptures and in the Quran.
To look for the common.
And the differences.
And the differences.
And comparing those things. Why do you believe this is the name of God? And having conversations with Bedouins in the desert about the names of God. You know, these are the kind of things that he was passionate about learning, understanding, so that he could find a place where Isa could enter in the conversation. Being the true power of change for all of us. So that was his commitment, was to understand not just all of other people's knowledge, but why people believe what they do and how these teachings have propagated over centuries. He understood how that all happened.
One of the things that he despised the most was people who would set up straw men and then knock them down, give a thumbnail description of what some religion believed and pick out all the worst points and laugh at them and say that they were stupid. He was very interested in learning from the best representatives of any belief or any theory. He wanted to know exactly why they believed, how they had come to believe, so that he could find a way to present Jesus as the answer to whatever the problem was. He just really felt that he needed to be well-schooled, well-educated in order to be the best voice for Christ that he could.
You know, I was thinking as you were sharing this, both we're talking with Cher Nelson and Bram Floria today here on The Bottom Line. Bram now the president and the primary speaker, along with his wife Sandy, of Compassion Radio, and Cher, of course, and Norm for many, many years, waking up Southern California on the Cape Ride with the, with the Compassion, Compassion Radio program. But it was something that I was reflecting on as I was sharing my memories of Norm at the memorial service this weekend, the fact that he would affirm you where you were, but challenge you to do better. And the idea that, as you're talking about, you know, the straw man arguments that are so common and have kind of become part and parcel of American life, I mean, whether it's politics or religion or science or whatever it is. And for someone like Norm to say, look, let's not have straw man conversations. Let's have real conversations. Let's really sit down with people that we disagree with or don't see eye to eye with, try to understand each other, but ultimately never backing away from the gospel message, which is Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the only way.
He took seriously the admonition. It's not thought or saying or an idea. It's an admonition. Blessed are the peacemakers. Okay? This is Jesus saying, if you really, really want to be happy, make peace.
Make peace. Not keep peace. Make peace.
And that means, as far as, like Paul says, as far as it depends upon you, be at peace with all men.
Amen.
That meant going to places where there is not peace happening globally, also where there's not peace within groups. It meant going to places where even the church itself was at war with itself and make peace in those places. Because people that make peace the way Christ does it understand the real heart of God. And when you bring peace that way, you change things. And you open up conversations that never would have happened. Now, his mentor for this were people like Jim Jennings of the Global Engagement and Brother Andrew of the Bible Smuggling. And they would go places that no one else would. Why? Because they had a passion to make peace and to win people for Jesus. And they weren't afraid to go and not come back if necessary. And that's the kind of people that normally we'd be willing to sit at the feet of. And we want to keep that attitude and that ethic for us as Compassion Radio, to always go to the places where God is truly using people to be doing transformational work in their societies, as well as in the way they present the gospel and winning souls to the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And we'll keep chasing that.
Brother Andrew used to say, I cannot win them if I cannot love them, and I cannot love them if I cannot understand them. So Norm was very strong on reconciliation, bringing people together to share their thoughts and find a way to understand each other so that you can love each other and win them to the Lord. He was definitely a proponent of Brother Andrew, who said, you know, the gospel says go. It doesn't say anything about coming back.
That's why he called
it open doors. There's always an open door to get in.
Yes.
Just sometimes there's no way to come back.
You're listening to a segment from a live radio broadcast from KBRT Radio in Southern California. Our own Cher Nelson and Bram Floria spending time with good friend Roger Marsh on his Bottom Line program here on Compassion Radio. And we will get right back to this conversation in just a moment. I do want to ask you to stick around as we talk about a tremendous opportunity that we have to share Norm's ministry library with seminaries worldwide in our Legacy of Learning library project. And we'll touch on that briefly in just a few minutes. In the meantime, you can reach us anytime and from anywhere at 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Or, of course, find us online at CompassionRadio.com. Let's get back to this special interview with Roger Marsh, Bram Floria, and Cher Nelson.
What a legacy. And thank you for sharing honestly, candidly. I know it's not easy to put a microphone in front of you and say, what was it like the last 7 months of Norm's life? Because, I mean, it was a very, very aggressive form of dementia.
Dementia and psychosis.
And psychosis. Yeah.
The dementia, he never lost his memory. He could still pull up the most obscure information.
Did he have hobbies? For me, it'd be sports, like baseball or something.
Skiing.
Like skiing. Okay.
Yeah. He was a ski instructor. He taught handicapped people to ski. He was ski patrol. He loved to ski.
So maybe some of his random memories might have been about ski runs he'd done, or people he'd taught, or mountain ranges. Who knows? They were just
most of what we heard about was the military. He was a Marine.
Okay.
For quite a while, he thought he was still in the Marines.
Still, he thought he was in the Marines. Okay. Well, bless his heart. Bram Floria is also here with us in studio. He's the president now of Compassion Radio, and also the new host of the program. And you've been working on the program for many, many years, and now God's seen fit to groom you for this position. And moving forward, this is it's a challenging, but it's also a very exciting time in the ministry of Compassion Radio.
It is. I don't feel like I've been groomed for this. I've been kind of just dropped in the saddle and said, ride. I've been around the ministry for about 20 years and in the role as producer and then executive producer of the program for the past 10 or 12 years or so. Now, I think about where the stories will go from here. I mean, there's a million stories that are yet to be told, of course. And if there's anything that's gotten our listeners energized, it's hearing from people they never thought would they'd ever hear from, or stories they never even knew existed. And we want to keep that up, because it's where the gospel is really living and alive and vibrant right now. And, you know, I think about just some of the people that showed up at the memorial service I got to meet personally from the KBRT land here in Southern California, and hearing how God had turn them on fire to do something extraordinary. And of course, they're being very demure about it by saying, well, I did nothing like Norm and Cher have done.
Right.
And then you find out that they've been going to Africa and doing medical clinics and all kinds of things, and then feathering that in with the rest of their career and life back here in the States. These are heroes of the faith. And there'll be people that I'll be highlighting, hopefully, in the programs to come. I want to find more of those active heroes of the faith right now, just like we do when we're on the very front lines of the faith overseas. Mm-hmm. There are real frontline heroes here in the States that have compassion at the center of what they do for Christ. Those stories need to be found, and I want to keep finding ways to get in touch with people, whatever continent they're to be found on. And get you, the listener, excited about what these people are doing, because there's always a way. Whether it's just in your own Sunday school classroom or in your home or in your community or internationally, that you can find a way to say, I am willing. Lord, take me.
Yes. I mean, here am I, send me.
Yeah. This is our Isaiah moment in this generation to saying we're willing.
Yeah.
And of course, Isaiah said that at a time of great crisis. He didn't just say, oh, it's nice out there. What a pleasant day. Let's go serve the Lord somewhere. So here I am, Lord. No, there was war going on in the heavenlies, and God is asking that question that Isaiah answers. Is there no one? Is there no one in this entire world that's willing to stand for me? And then there's Isaiah in the middle of that crisis, that chaos, saying, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Send me. And then, of course, we have those words recorded, and they've been key to our understanding of the power of God to transform lives ever since. God's still doing that. He's still transforming people that seem to be ordinary, but with an extraordinary faith that God's welled up in them and are beginning to do incredible things. And they're transforming the world. And there are great people doing great things in the name of Jesus that are extraordinary. And it's not just about building big businesses. It's about doing things that only people of faith and resources can do. Those are the stories we'll keep highlighting on Compassion Radio, and hopefully starting the morning off really well for you here.
Yes, I'm encouraged by that. I mean, especially as Christians first, who are Americans also, because this is where God has placed us in this state and time. What's the best way to reach out to you guys?
Well, can I jump in here and say something? Just piggybacking on what Bram is saying, we're talking about the future.
Yeah.
We know that any time there is a transition in staff or speakers or whatever for a radio program, the giving goes way down because everybody's waiting to see, first of all, will the ministry survive?
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, will I like the new person as much as I like the old person? And mm-hmm. will they speak to me in the same way?
Yeah, sure.
Even Dr. Dobson, when he changed his theme song,
mm-hmm.
almost lost the whole program because people were irate that he would change anything. Well, it's a big change when that voice that has come into your car, into your kitchen, into your earphones, whatever, every morning and talk to you, you feel like you know that person. You trust them. You've listened to him long enough to know that what he says is really what he does. Well, there's a brand new voice.
Yeah.
And we need listeners to stand with us through this transition until other people will begin to believe, too, that, yes, this ministry is going forward to the old places, to the new places, mm-hmm. into new avenues. Who knows where the Lord is going to take Bram? Now, I'm committed for the next couple of years to be a part of it in order to get through this transition, but I don't know if the Lord's going to keep me here or take me somewhere else. But I need people to believe in Bram the way I do and to say, I know you're new and I know you're just getting your feet on the ground here, but I believe in the ministry that God has called Compassion Radio to, and I believe that you are God's man for this time and to give and support.
Something I need to be communicating more emphatically every day is that I really believe in our listeners.
Hmm.
I mean, I've seen the way they've spoken to Norman Scher over the years and their passion, why they've given over the years. Frankly, we're doubling down on the values that Compassion Radio has said they're all about. And we'll make ourselves available to go anywhere to get that story and to get the opportunity for people to do something extraordinary with their giving. I don't want to slow that down one bit. How I present it, the kind of questions I ask, of course, is going to be unique to my personality. But we're in this for the long haul. And I'm in it because of the listeners that I've heard from already. These people get it.
Mm-hmm.
They get that the kingdom needs encouragement. And not just the kind that helps with personal devotional development. We got a wealth of that on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
We got great people on the shoulders of this program every day that are teaching great things, that are encouraging our spiritual development. What we have to offer is getting you in touch with others who are just as passionate as people that are listening. That might be a few steps farther down the road in their mission focus and their application.
Mm-hmm.
And get them excited about people like that. And get excited to know more about their lives. Get excited maybe to follow them in their example. That's what we have to offer, is that kind of joy that comes from meeting your brothers and sisters throughout the family. So I believe that our listeners that we have right now are enough to get us going and keep us going for the long haul. But I also believe that God has not called us to stagnate on any front.
Mm-hmm.
We have got to reach more people.
Amen.
I've got to engage with another generation here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, I'm between the millennials and where Norm and Cher are. So I'm not a millennial. I can't speak the street speak of current icon or
emoji
kind
type,
of.
Right.
Yeah, I don't speak emoji fluently.
Right, right.
But I am in that realm that I grew up with computers too. So I'm using all these different platforms. My kids are much more savvy, of course. But I want to connect with every generation that God gives us. And we have treasures in each generation that need to be invested in the kingdom.
Amen.
And it's not just about money. We're talking about different kinds of things you can do at different stages in life. And I want to inspire those in those stages to do what they're capable of, that God has blessed them to be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And to not be afraid to ask people to join the cause,
mm-hmm.
to be involved with building the kingdom wherever it is to be found.
Norm always said that you can listen to Christian radio 24 hours a day and hear and hear and hear and hear. But we wanted to be the one voice calling them to do, to put to work all of that wonderful information they can glean from Christian radio all the rest of the day. We wanted to be the voice to say, okay, take it. Pick up your cross and let's go.
Yes, yes. Well, and that is the ministry of Compassion Radio, and it's the ministry that continues. I mean, mm-hmm. here we are in for a new generation, for a new season, with the blessing from the existing. Mm-hmm. I mean, share what a great endorsement of Bram. I know the ministry is in good hands. I don't know if too many ministry presidents who would come on and say, hey, come tell me your story. Engaging people in the dialogue, yep. as opposed to saying, I've got this vision. If you want to follow me, that's great. And the Compassion Ministry is, hey, what are you doing? We're all part of this together.
And that's where you and I probably intersect a bit, in that mm-hmm. we're not enervated by having to interview people. We're energized.
Right, you know? Right.
Some people try to suck it out of you, but yeah. the very opportunity to sit down and hear someone's story and to praise those things that are praiseworthy within it, Amen. And to exhort the listeners to emulate what you hear. That's a great opportunity. I love that part about this job and introducing people that might never have met that way and getting that correspondence going and finding out these people made good friends over time. We're matchmakers on the radio, really,
right.
when it comes to kingdom things.
I was just going to say, Bram is the picture of Norm's quote. Mm. God prepares us slowly to face us suddenly. Mm-hmm. He has taken Bram all around the world, giving the gospel in Asia, in India, in Africa, in communist countries. He has prepared him all of these years to suddenly be dropped into this position and have to run with it. Now, Norm thought he was going to live to well in his 90s. His parents did. Both sets of grandparents did. So he thought he had a long way to go yet.
Right, right.
So he always talked to Bram about being the successor, but he never really trained him. He thought mm-hmm. he had lots of time yet. But God was preparing Bram all this time to be ready for whatever the new call is.
I have to admit, every time we get together, I'm sitting here thinking, I'm kind of stuck at my post and you guys are out there doing the mm-hmm. work, you know, but I realize that we all play a part, you know, and this is what we're called to do.
I don't plan to keep you stuck behind the mic forever. I do want you out there with me on a couple of these things.
I'm looking forward to that. Bram Floria, the president and now the host of the Compassion Radio program that you hear every weekday morning at 7 on KBRT. Thank you to you and Sandy for the legacy that you're now establishing mm-hmm. with the ministry. And Cher Nelson, we miss Norm. We love you. We are... There's always a place at the table for both of you. You know, knock on the door, come on in, and you're here because you're family.
So thank you.
Thank you for being with
us. Thank you, Brent. It's a pleasure. Anytime.
And there you go, wrapping up part two of just a great, informative conversation that took place on a radio program hosted by good friend Roger Marsh on Southern California's K-Bright Radio. And here at Compassion Radio, we so appreciate Roger for inviting Bram and Cher onto the show to speak. And it was really the first opportunity for Cher to speak publicly about Norm's passing and the immense sufferings he went through until his passing from this life to life eternal on April the 10th of this year. Now, before we leave you today, I want to give you the opportunity to honor Norm Nelson with this month's Legacy of Learning Library Project. Here's how it works. The best of Norm's theological library will be donated to these crucially important institutions as a living legacy. Just think of it. Words that have moved Norm and shaped this ministry and thousands of partners over the years will now shape the ministry of future generations of pastors. Could there be a better legacy to leave behind? This spring, archivists from two of the best theological bookstores in Southern California are helping us inventory the titles and prepare them for international shipment. We'll coordinate with these foreign seminaries to select the titles their students need most and begin sending them this tremendous inheritance. It'll be a multi-year process, but we're committed to getting as many of these titles as possible onto foreign seminary shelves this year. So this month, we're asking you to help us send the next generation of pastors and evangelists in the world's toughest places exactly what they need. Quality commentaries and study materials. It will begin with Norm's personal collection. Each book will include a dedication placard commemorating Norm, his life, and your gift as a Compassion Radio partner. Your gift of any size this month is needed and important. Please give as generously as you can to keep this ministry on the air as your radio voice for global mission. For your gift of $25 or more this month, we'd love to send you a thank you gift. Now, we're having to do something we've never done before, and that is to say, we're not exactly sure what that gift will be. We are working on several different projects, either about or by Norm Nelson, and we're trying to make it a memorable and meaningful representation of his ministry. We simply don't know yet which one will be completed in time to send you. Will you trust us with this? As you probably all know personally, deaths in the family throw everyone off kilter for a bit. Cher has just finished all the planning of the memorial service and the end-of-life details so that she can devote herself to this project. Please continue to correspond with us. It is important to us to hear from you. Please call our office at 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address, by the way, Compassion Radio, Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Online, we're at CompassionRadio.com. And that phone number once more, 1-800-868-2478. I'm Jim Governale. Have a wonderful day in the Lord, and we'll see you again next time with more Compassion Radio.